Good afternoon. I'm Pam Fichter, and I'm the chairman of the Eastern Region of Missouri Right to Life, which is the St. Louis and surrounding areas. I'd like to tell you today about a big event that the Eastern Region has planned for this year. On September 7th in St. Charles, the Eastern Region will be having its big gala banquet. And at that event, we have a marvelous keynote speaker coming in, Jim Caviezel. Jim was the leading actor in the movie The Passion, and he played Jesus. So who better to have at a pro-life event than a man who played Jesus? Jim's appearance is going to come right after he's completed filming the sequel to The Passion called The Resurrection. So we're very happy that Jim is finding time to join us in St. Louis in the midst of these wonderful events, that these wonderful projects that he has going on in his own life. We know from watching Jim and from his being in St. Louis many years ago that Jim knows how to reach a crowd with his strong message of faith and hope, and how he energizes people to become involved in the defense of life and the importance of everyone's effort in this battle. We also are very honored that His Eminence Cardinal Raymond Burke will be joining us for our dinner, and he'll be receiving this year the Champion for Life Award from Missouri Right to Life. So this event, again, is going to be on September 7th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Participants will be able to have sponsorships for the event at many levels for table sponsors and event sponsors. We'll also be offering a VIP reception where those who sponsor at that level will have the opportunity to meet and greet and have a picture taken with both His Eminence Cardinal Burke and with our keynote speaker, Jim Caviezel. This is one of the most important events that Missouri Right to Life has ever had. With the battle facing us to defend our Constitution from pro-abortion forces who want to place a right to abortion in the Missouri State Constitution, this event will be raising money to defend against those efforts. The initiative petitions that have been recently filed with the Secretary of State's office by these pro-abortion forces would not only put a right to abortion in our state constitution, it would make abortion legal for the full 9 months by any means and with taxpayer money. They also would prohibit women who are injured by an abortion by seeking recourse. This would be one of the most extreme pro-abortion measures ever attempted in our country. And our defense of our Constitution is critically important to the defense of life in Missouri and to defend women from the harms that would come from the abortion. So we see this as a real turning point for Missouri, and we see this as the biggest challenge. If the other side prevails, we stand to lose every protection that we have worked so hard for the last 50 years in Missouri. And those protections are what has made Missouri the first state to be abortion-free when the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade came down in 2022. So we have a lot to be proud of in Missouri, but we also have a lot to defend. So I want to encourage everyone to get on our mailing list and to follow Missouri Right to Life. You can get on our website at missourilife.org. You can sign up there to become a member of Missouri Right to Life, and you can sign up to get our weekly email updates, The Lifeline. You can also go on our Eastern Region website at easternregionmrl.org, and there you can sign up to receive updates from the Eastern Region and specifically get on the mailing list for this big event coming up. We call it the Keep Missouri Pro-Life event because that's what we're trying to do. And we can only do that if we have the support of pro-life Missourians. We know that Missouri Right to Life is the most respected and most well-known pro-life voice in Missouri. And we'd count on you to help us maintain that. And we count on you to help us to continue to defend life in Missouri. Thank you.